which will include trivia. Whoa, Nelly. Maybe we get Marcus Johnson to come back again for the last segment. That was really fun yesterday. He was good.
It was good.
All right, Jesse, I know you've gotten a bunch of texts on this. I still want to ask the question that I was asking, despite my source maybe misleading me slightly. Although there was apparently... Those guys must have worked out last night before the game, because I was told that they, like, closed the bowl. And you couldn't be in there, so it was some sort of... Something was going on. But Giannis and Dame did not play last night. The Bucks won anyway. And now they have forced a game six, down 3-2 in the series.
Have you done so with your source?
Since
your source was wrong? Are you,
no.
You're not?
He did not say definitively that Giannis was going to play. He said that Giannis wanted to play, and usually when Giannis wants to play, Giannis gets what he wants. That's what he said.
Jesse?
That is,
Jesse?
He did.
I didn't misquote my own source. You may have. This may be a classic instance of, I don't like what you heard.
He did say, yeah, the big message he conveyed for us from his source was Giannis wants to play.
Well, he wanted to play 3 weeks ago, too.
I would imagine Giannis always wants to play.
If you want, hey, if you want to run me down, that's fine, but don't be running down my source.
I'm not running you down.
You're running me down.
You were, Jesse, if you don't believe, you and I both looked at each other and our ears perked up when Jason said that.
Well,
we did.
You don't report when Giannis is out that Giannis wants to play if you're the source via Jason, unless you think that there's a decent chance trending that Giannis is going to play.
And
so
now,
there's some implication there, but words matter.
Doc say, what did Doc say last night?
That they might play. He said they don't know about Game 6, but they're going to monitor it and see what happens. He's hoping that they can play.
So Doc did essentially what my source did. It was not Doc, by the way. Although he did introduce himself to Sydney, which Sydney thought that was amazing that he actually made the effort to do that. But the idea that Doc Rivers gets there after the game and says, and I quote, in response to a question from our friend Eric Name, I don't know how to answer that, meaning whether or not they could play in Game 6. I know I hope. I think they're very, very, very close. So, apparently, Doc listens to us, and here's the Mike McCarthy drop about being very, very, very frustrating.
Very, very, very frustrating.
So, now what, there, old T? When the Doc says... Not the doc like the medical doctor. Doc is in the coach. I think they're very, very, very close. How do you take that, old T?
I don't know what the hell to believe anymore. I'm going to go to Shams because he's been right, and Woj.
Sharia.
I think there's no question. I think when Giannis got hurt, they were saying it was, 2 to 4 weeks?
Yep, that's what they said.
3 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're 3 weeks in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any question that the Kevin Durant-ness of this scenario scares the bejesus out of everybody involved.
Yep. Me too.
And I don't think in a series where you're now you're at a point where it's a two-game series, so you got to win two in a row. You got to go out their place and beat them. But I think Indiana showed some cracks last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the energy boost that a Giannis would come if he's healthy enough to play, all of a sudden this whole outlook on the series, as we said from the jump, it's a whole different deal if Giannis is playing. If he's not, I don't think they have a shot. But I thought last night was going to be deuces, and that's not how it shook out.
Yep.
So if he's available and if he's this close, go do it. Jamal Murray pulled his calf.
Mm-hmm.
And was told not to play in Game 5. And if they didn't, the Nuggets and Lakers would be playing tonight. And it would more than likely go to 7 games. And you don't know what happens then.
Mm-hmm.
And then is Jamal Murray going to be healthy to play? So he went and did it. Obviously, it's a much less strainful pull for him because he was able to go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know Giannis is chomping. You know he is. And it just
comes down to... That's what my source said.
Who wins... Giannis or the medical staff, and I just think that that Kevin Durant issue when he was with Golden State and it being so similar with the poll, I think has scared everybody to say, well, we can't. Because the worst case scenario here is you go do something, you push it, you get beat, and something bad happens, and then all of a sudden you're looking at next year being a Badoose's B, and Lord knows what happens there. So it's not an easy call, and that's why I think it's been so tough and why I'm leaning so on the conservative side of things to take that out of Giannis's hands.
Jesse?
Yeah, you know what this comes back to? It's our question at the start of the show. Do you think the Bucks are donezo, not for the series, but for winning a championship? Because if you think they can still win a championship if Giannis and Dame are on the floor against the Sixers and then the Celtics and then whoever, if you think they can make it that far, then probably back.
They don't think the way we do, Jesse. They're always going to think that they can win the title.
Well, somebody there has to. Like, what? I don't know if it's a general manager or a head coach or a teammate. Somebody's got to think big picture.
Tausch, do general managers and head coaches think at down 3-2 that if they and came back that they still can't win the title? Are they thinking that way?
But I don't think that. They're always going to think they can get into the playoffs. But I do think there's a process when you know what a championship team looks like. Mm-hmm. And if it's not, they know that. But when you get into the playoffs and you have an effort like you had last night, I think that there's nobody over in Milwaukee that is thinking they can't win that series. Now, are they being or win a championship? Now, are they being delusional? I also think they know that this team has not lived up to its expectations, and Boston is a better team. I think that those can be true. But as we just saw, their big got hurt with the same injury Giannis just did. And if you take him out of the equation, Boston's kind of a smaller team. So the Bucks have played well against the Celtics. It all comes back to, do they think he's going to be healthy enough? And if he can go, I think if the Bucks can find a way and get Giannis, who's going to be rested, but he's still going to be dinged up, I think the Bucks think they can still win it all. Whether or not that's delusional or not, we'll find out.
Yeah. Just got a text also. Do you think this is subterfuge by Doc?
Maybe.
Well, he's just playing mind games like, oh, they're almost back. Better start getting... And then it's just
you're
going to
subterfuge yourself, though. You're going to subterfuge your own roster. Because now you used that last night, good cause. Guys rallied and you found a way to do it at home. But then if Giannis isn't playing, there'll be some guys thinking, oh, road game. Right. Pat Bev doing the little too small thing. The Pacers fans are going to be ballistic. And you're kind of banking that your guy is going to be back and you can utilize that. And when he isn't, or if he isn't, you might end up subterfuging yourself.
Wouldn't you want to go the other way? Wouldn't you want to be like, yeah, we're not expecting him
Surprise
to be back, but look what we did tonight. We can keep this up. I believe in my team. Yeah, we'd love to have our two big studs out there, but we're not going to. I think our guys show tonight we can win without him, and we're going to go into game six and... If we don't have them, we're not worried about that at all. We believe in this group, and you saw what this group can do. And then, surprise, Giannis is out there. And
surprise,
then what is
subterfuge.
Indy thinking, right? That's the subterfuge.
Don't know.
There's no subterfuge going on when we're talking about AmFam, because we believe in them, and they've been a great partner of ours.
And Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and a friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. You and a friend will receive pregame, sideline, or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, tons of merch to support your Badgers. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. That's amfam.com/badgers. No purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
All right. It is Wednesday. That means... It's Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
The best.
I have not previewed the questions yet.
We've got a brand new adverb we're debuting in one of the questions today.
Oh. I love a good adverb. You know, I love the English language, even if I butcher it from time to time. All right, caller 10 right now. Caller 10, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. 770-3776. Caller 10 right now to play Wisconsin Geography Wednesday Trivia. Caller 10, 844-770-3776. We will play next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Be with you. Words can't say it. I can't do it. I'm so cool. It's all for you.
Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Scott in Mount Pleasant. Scott, good morning. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
We're awesome, too. Thanks a lot. Do you consider yourself good at Wisconsin geography? Have you played it before? I feel like you've played your share of trivia. Have you played Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia before?
I have once.
Okay. Remember how that went?
I'd say average. I think I got 2 out of 3.
Okay, well, let's see if we can pull that off again, or maybe do even better. Here we go. Question one, which is not in any way slanted by Jesse Nelson. Benedict Arnold was born in Norwich, Connecticut in 1741. Unrelatedly, in which Wisconsin city did former Milwaukee Brewers and current Chicago Cubs manager Craig Counsell grow up and attend high school? Was it Whitefish Bay, Whitewater, or White Flagsville, where they accept new challenges before fulfilling current ones? Bitter.
Whitefish Bay.
Indeed, that's correct. You need to...
a long question.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean,
we had to get the first part in there.
Yeah, got to get his shots in on Craig Counsell. Craig Counsell scheduled to appear 11:30 Friday.
I don't think so.
If Craig Counsell agreed to come on the show, what would you say when you had to call him
he
to get him on the
line? Anything like that? Nothing.
No. Right.
I don't know what I would say. My gut reaction is that we're not interested. We'd rather have Pat Murphy on. He's more interesting anyway.
It's not the question. The question was, if we got him on and you had to call him to set him up to come on the show, would you talk your big game that you talk Benedict Arnold all the time?
There'd be no reason to get after him to his face. Yeah,
of course. Just, better to do it behind his back.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what I want people to do with me.
No, don't worry, they do. All right, Scott, question two. If Tausch is feeling presidential and wants to travel from Monroe to Jefferson, in which direction is Tausch primarily traveling? All right, so Monroe to Jefferson. Is he primarily traveling southwest, southeast, or northeast?
Northeast.
Tausch?
I don't know. I'm going to say southwest.
I didn't know this one. But Scott did. All right, Scott, you're 2 for 2.
Is that right? Nicely done, Scott.
All right, Scott, question three. Longitudinally! That one got me a little bit. Which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest west? Farthest west. Is it Mount Pleasant, which you may be familiar with, Mount Vernon, or Mount Horeb?
Mount Vernon.
I'm going to say Mount Pleasant.
Who's the other mount?
Mount Horeb.
I thought it'd been funny if Scott got Mount Pleasant wrong when he lived in Mount Pleasant.
Yeah, that would have been
funny. That would have been funny.
But that's not what happened. All right, Scott. Okay. You said you got 2 out of 3 last time. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, and that's what you got this time as well. You got 3 of the possible 4 entries into Friday's drawing, if we remember to do it on Friday. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Awesome. Have a great day, guys.
Tausch, you would have been 1 for 3?
Yeah, I didn't have a good day today.
Mm-hmm. Not your best. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
And you didn't have a good night on Prize Picks, so now you got to do a study at Fortrea so you can make up for your Prize Picks losses.
Well, it's good news because there's a bunch of studies going on. Healthy men ages 18 to 50, BMI 18 to 32. Study involves one stay of 8 to 15 nights. A little variable for you, if you will, and you also get varied on your compensation. For up to $4,853 to $7,772 for your time and participation. They also have another study, healthy men and women of non-childbearing potential, age 18 to 60, BMI 18.5 to 30. This study, not as varied. One stay, 11 nights with 2 follow-ups, and you grab yourself $6,500 for your time and participation in this one. Refer a friend, and you get up to $500 per qualified referral. Head to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, ClinicalTrials.com.
Wonelli is next.
It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
The time everyone's been waiting for. Did you say, Jesse, that your dad texted you the other day when we were talking about you and your not getting invited to Vegas?
Yeah, he did. That doesn't happen too often. He's not much of a texter.
What did he say? Is it part of Wonelli?
It wasn't rude. It was our 40th wedding anniversary.
And how dare they not take you along?
I said, still rude to not send the invite. Like, not my fault that the wedding anniversary and my birthday coincided.
Wow. So they've been married 10 years when they had you. If my math is correct.
That's how that works out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, my math is also correct. We're behind schedule. Time now for Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. She said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wilde and Tausch.
All right. From the creators of eating a slice of pizza that belongs to Becca and putting it back in the refrigerator and expecting her to still want to eat it comes a sequel. It's not even worth me asking if this is IPT or not because it's been brought up with a circle of friends enough times to know that I'm just wrong about how I handled this, but she demanded that I bring it up on the show for you guys.
Oh, sweet! She's demanding content now!
Yeah.
Public flogging! I love it!
So last Friday, you may recall the Bucks tipped at 4:30.
They did.
In the afternoon. So I got home, had the game on. Becca was staying a little bit late at her job because she had some stuff to finish up before the week wrapped up. So Mo and I are sitting there watching the game. And I was battling a little bit of a cold, like symptoms throughout last week. Couldn't tell if it was allergies or a cold. So we had some vitamin C, essentially cough drops. Like vitamin C drops, I think is what they're called. That I was
lozenges?
Yeah. So I was, snacking on those a little bit, trying to recover throughout the course of the week. So I had a few left over that were sitting out once I was feeling better by Friday. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go put these away during a commercial break. So where we keep the cough drops is underneath the sink in one of the bathrooms. So I grab the bag.
Not in the cupboard, huh?
No, no, we don't really have good cupboard space. But so this is like the best we got in the bathroom. So
it's like an issue for Eirik.
So yeah, think about that for the next house. So I grab the bag and I go to pull it, and I'm gonna just set it on the sink to put the drops in, and I'm in a hurry because I want to go back and watch the Bucks. Damian Lillard just got hurt. It's, you know, a big moment.
Dunzo just came out. Yeah.
Well, acting hastily, pinching the bag with two fingers, I let go of it, and it landed on the seat of the toilet, and then fell in bottom down into the toilet. So the opening to the bag is above water.
It's like Costanza's eclair.
So I quick grab it, you know, say a couple of words I probably shouldn't say, and then I grab as many as I can out of the bag to see how we're doing. And most of them are dry, and a couple of them at the bottom, there might have been a little hole in the bag or something, and they weren't dry. And I thought to myself, well, these vitamin C capsules.
Just vitamin C lozenges clean themselves.
Like there's 30 of these things in my hand, and like, they cost a pretty penny probably if they're, you know, magic elixirs to make you feel better. So I put the dry ones in a separate bag, and then I let the not so dry ones sit on the countertop, and I was gonna put them back eventually. And once you mix them all up, you don't know which ones were which. At which point, Becca walked in the house. I didn't hear that she had got home, and she knew I was up to something. Said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Nothing. I'm just watching the Bucks
nothing.
Game.
I'm doing nothing."
And then she said, "This is one of the most IPT things you've ever done, dropping something in the toilet and then trying to get away with letting it dry and then mixing it back in."
Didn't Seinfeld, like, didn't he knock his girlfriend's toothbrush into the toilet, too, and then he wouldn't kiss her? You're like a Seinfeld episode over there.
Is there anything, I don't even know what to ask you about. Is there anything that could get dropped in the toilet that it's fair game to still pull it back out?
Your phone.
Which I also have done that.
Am I crazy to
no.
think, obviously, if they're wet, they're dead. But if the other ones didn't go below the surface of the water and it floated up and Jesse pulled it out, can you use those top 20? The wet ones, they got to go.
Looking back, I should have just let go of the wet ones. Should have just gone straight in the garbage.
That's the part I don't understand. You could have gotten away with this.
I panicked. I don't know. Like, the bag was wet on the outside. I panicked. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know.
Like, you separate the ones that didn't get wet. You throw away the ones that did.
I think most people are saying dump all of it.
Like, even the dry ones?
Dump the bag. Yeah. I don't know if I would get rid of the dry ones, but I certainly wouldn't use the wet ones.
I think we can all agree. We can all agree the wet ones have to go. They should have been thrown away immediately. The real problem, there's two debates here, right? One is, do you save the dry ones? And I got
to
be honest,
I don't know the answer to that.
I would have saved the dry ones, too. I would have. I'm not proud of it, but I would have.
Now, if I had another pack sitting there, I think I'd just say the hell with it. But if there's nothing and you're not feeling it and you want
right.
some...
Right! Exactly!
They didn't get wet.
And they're expensive.
I don't think you want to be in that business where you're sucking down urine and poop-infested cough drops. I don't think that's a business you want to get into.
But the greater issue here, Jesse, is your execution was horrendous.
Well, the Bucks were on.
You had already proclaimed them Dunzo.
Well, it was the Dunzo processing moment. Like, Dame had just gotten hurt. I decided, okay, to take my mind off of that situation, got to put the... it was bad. I admit. It was not my finest effort on any front.
Yeah, I'm saving the dry ones. I'm sorry if
was
that's
Becca
gonna...
okay with saving the dry ones?
No, probably.
Originally she said yes, and then she said let's just get rid of all of them. It turns out vitamin C tablets aren't even that expensive. they're the same as store brand cough drops at any pharmacy or whatever.
So now that changes the
paradigm.
Yeah,
it wasn't even like it was. I thought these were like $5 a pop type situations. No, they're just like any hard candy.
I just can't believe you left all the evidence out there. Like, if you ever committed an actual crime, like, we've already established that when you trip and fall into a snowbank, you do it in front of surveillance. You are not a criminal mastermind.
No.
Can we agree on that?
No, no.
Okay. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right, from the feel-good department.
Oh, I thought that was the feel-good department.
Last night, Tyler Black of the Milwaukee Brewers made his major league debut. Got a hit in his first at-bat, then he came up again, and his father was in attendance, who is former Canadian sports broadcaster who did Blue Jays games for about a decade, Rod Black. And he was being interviewed by Sophia Minert, our friend from Bally Sports Wisconsin, when Tyler Black came up for his second major league at-bat, and here is how it sounded.
There's a base hit to right field for my boy, Tyler Black. There you go. Oh, there you go. Two for two. Happy birthday, Nancy.
That was incredible. He's got tears in his eyes, guys. This is an incredible moment for the Black family. Congratulations to you guys. What a fantastic day.
Yeah, it's awesome. I think we're going to start drinking heavily.
So which part did you like more? Him calling the at-bat for my boy, Tyler Black, or... we're going to start drinking heavily to zing it out at the end.
I'm not going to pick. I like both. And I think it's obviously what a great idea by Sophia to give him the mic and let him do his thing. And then, you know, the kid delivers the good. I just think there's nothing from a parent standpoint that's better than seeing your kid be able to live that out. And when you can do that and have success, crack yourself open a couple Coors Light and enjoy yourself, because that's a long road to get there. That was cool. Well done by Sophia to kind of turn that over and let that moment happen.
Agreed. Credit to everyone. I guess the only way it's even better is if it's his first hit, right? He got a hit in his first at-bat. That's his second at-bat.
Potato, patata.
But that's still it. I am curious if you're Sophia, like... that could be like a very long at bat, right? Like it could be a 9-pitch at bat. So the fact that she set him up that way and gave him that opportunity, that was really great. And so kudos to everyone involved. Some might say that was a tier one Tyler moment.
Whoa, Nelly!
You got anything else, Jesse, or no?
I wanted to get to the beekeeper in Arizona, but I don't know.
No, we'll make time for the beekeeper.
So the beekeeper was the MVP of a legendary Arizona Diamondbacks game last night, delayed by 2 hours because a beehive had been formed on the netting behind home plate at the stadium and was deemed unsafe. They needed to bring
in... how fast do beehives get put together?
Exactly the question I was going to ask.
I don't know how fast the bees work, but apparently it went undetected until around game time. They ended up having to call a contractor. A beekeeper came in.
The bee guy!
And he's got the hat, the netting, the whole suit, the whole deal. He comes in, saves the day. They're playing theme music for him for all the fans in attendance as he's taking care of business. And then they end up letting him throw out the first pitch for the game to a raucous ovation. And then the Diamondbacks win it on a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 10th inning. What a night in Arizona.
That's a great story. I mean, not as good as calling your own kid's second major league hit, but pretty darn good.
The question is, where does beekeeping rank on Jason Wilde's tiers of scary activities? Just behind the slip and slide?
I'm afraid of bees. I'm not going to lie. Wasps, yellow jackets, all of that ilk. They do scare me. I run like a little girl as far away and fast as possible, shrieking when I'm in the presence of them. I know that comes as a surprise. So I will not be becoming a beekeeper if this Wilde and Tausch show goes down the tubes. Tausch, are you afraid of bees?
I wonder if the GM was Billy Bean.
Tune in to Behind the Bucks.
Billy Bean.
You can say it again.
That was a stinging blow that you guys didn't give me any reaction to.
You come up that with that when you were buzzed at the game last night?
Ooh, that was better than the original joke, that's for sure. Tune in to Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. I heard Jesse mention earlier that our buddy Marcus Johnson and the HERE District, they sat down with Brandon Jennings. Well, Behind the Bucks did as well. They dove deep into Bucks in Six, a culture unknowingly created by former Bucks star Brandon Jennings. Take a look inside the Brandon Jennings story, the origin of Bucks in Six, how it became a rallying cry, and what it truly means to Jennings and Bucks fans alike, although it's going to have to be Bucks in Seven if they're going to win this series. Find Behind the Bucks on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Should I feel... A nice song, by the way. Candy or maybe lozenges. So should I feel bad that I was actually Team Jesse on trying to rescue the unaffected vitamin C lozenges and that my greater issue with him was his execution of the cleanup process? Should I feel bad about that?
No, the debate would be if it was unaffected by the toilet water, do you keep them? And I think you're going to probably be pretty split on that. But I don't think anyone is thinking if the cough drops were wet.
That's a non-starter, right? We all agree on
that. I would tend
to
agree. Yeah.
But the unaffected ones, I think there would be a lot of people who would say, no, you chuck them all. Just... gone.
It seems to me that would be very similar to the five-second rule of food on the floor and things like that. I mean, obviously, toilets are a little bit different.
Jesse, we spend 3 hours a day talking about a lot of things, and a lot of times we have really smart sports talk. Occasionally, we talk about societal things that is really insightful, but I'm guessing that if you looked at the talk and text line right now, all the texts are about you dropping vitamin C drops into the toilet and rescuing.
Not all. The first one on the top, it was a swarm, not a hive at the Diamondbacks game. There's a difference.
So someone corrected good.
I used to do beekeeping myself, says this person from the 920.
A bee that lives in America is known as a U.S. bee.
Dude, you should... really. This is almost as bad... as your prize picks night. You're 0 for 2.
I'm Billy not. Bean. That was good. You guys don't have any sense of humor this time. USBs are, come on. It's the thing you put your little deal in and have memory.
Yeah,
on it,
yeah.
Things
yeah.
of that nature.
Yeah.
Thumb drive.
Matt
yeah.
Coonan, Jesse Googling, does toilet water affect the effectiveness of cough drops? Jana in Pittsburgh, I mean, for starters, this is why the toilet always has to be closed. Disagree with you there, Jana.
Great. Wow. Hey, the best thing about this is we heard from
back.
Jana again.
That's true. Welcome back.
I'm starting to worry about her.
Good to have you. Jerriott in Canton, Ohio, who at first said, at this point, if that slice of pizza missing a bite is still around, it's probably more health benefit than the toilet water vitamin C. Then he said, then again, if a tree falls and no one's around to hear it, if the vitamin C falls in the toilet and no one's around to see it, did anything really happen? Which was kind of what my logic was as I was processing Dame getting hurt in the whole situation.
Yeah, I'm not proud of being on your team. But I am on your team. I would have rescued, but I would have cleaned everything up right away, and then I would have put them back. And maybe that makes me even worse, because then there would have been some measure of guilty conscience, knowing
that's
that maybe
for sure
what
worse.
I was doing yeah. was a little sketchy. But I would have, I would have still taken those vitamin C drops myself if they were mine in my cabinet. All right, that's it for us today. Thanks to Brian Bulaga. Thanks to Uncle Homer. It's been quite a day. Thanks to Becca for requiring this to be debated on our show. And thanks to you for coming along for the ride with us. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.